Scientists have confirmed what indigenous people have known for centuries. The wind influences the travel of northern fur seal pups. As Alaska's Energy Desk's Zoe Sobel reports, this research could help scientists get a clearer picture of environmental factors that may play a role in the mysterious decline of the species.
In the late 1800s, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury sent Captain C.L. Hooper to the Pribilof Islands to learn as much as he could about the northern fur seal from the Alaska Native people who lived there. At the time, the fur trade was big business. One of the lessons he recorded was that the seals are known to travel with the wind when possible. Now scientists have the data to back up that traditional knowledge.
We have this amazing technology that really allows us this very cool look at the lives of an individual animal and where it goes and what it does.
Noel Pelland is a physical oceanographer at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center.
That's helping us to quantify some of these things that have been discussed by the Aleut hunters.
Pelland is studying how climate affects the survival of northern fur seals in the Bering Sea, and wind may be an important factor. After pups leave the Pribilof Islands in late fall, they can migrate thousands of miles. Varying wind conditions mean pups can end up in a range of locations, from the Aleutian Islands to the Gulf of Alaska. Pelland wants to know if the way the pups migrate and where they end up is affecting their survival.
In the best years, about 50% of the pups who leave on their migration will make it to age two. In the worst years, only about 20% will make it through their migration.
So far, Pelland and his colleagues have compared data from satellite-tagged pups with weather models. Now they want to compare year-to-year changes in the survival of the pups with where the pups end up. And he says the research helps make the case for all scientists to take traditional knowledge into account.
There's this idea of a separation between quote-unquote scientific knowledge and traditional knowledge, and I think a much better way to look at that is as a continuum, really, you know, that there isn't this real formal separation. It's all knowledge.
Wind might not be a factor in the fur seal decline, Pelland says, but better understanding its role is important. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.